The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, the Big E, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Vince, we've got so much stuff to give away. We're like turning things back. We'll wait till next week on
some of this stuff. That's right.
Okay, the winner from last week didn't pick up the prize, so we still have a box of 2015 Bowman baseball, a hobby box, and a 2015 Bowman football box to give away, which Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show. And the winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and ERC Delivery will deliver that free of charge to your door. But also, anybody who calls in can ask for tickets. I'm giving away tickets to the Under Armour All-American Baseball game Saturday, August 15th at Wrigley Field. It's at 3:05. You basically have your run of Wrigley Field. The guys, I had these to give away last year from Under Armour, and the guys who went last year that come into Triple Crown, were getting them again. They liked it. They really had a good time. So anybody who calls in, tell me how many tickets you want, but you have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville and pick those up if you're going to go. We're not going to be, you know, because there could be 20 different groups of people.
Well, that's going to be a great time on the 15th. I didn't get to go last year, but I'll be there this
year. You're
going
to go this year.
Field and all that. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I think the Big E might be there. So it'll be good. And now Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. The previews are up for the August auction. Bidding actually begins July 27th. Bill, this looks like it's going to be a great auction you guys have going with new things added virtually every day.
Yeah, the guys have really been working overtime to get as much as they can in the catalog, and then we're going to have probably another couple hundred items in our web gem section. So,
now, speaking of that web gem section, I sent in Perry from Orland Park. I actually posted a picture of this a picture of part of it on Twitter, where he had some sports cards, including nice Jordan and Kobe stuff, like $100 type Jordan and Kobe cards. But he also had, I think it was a group of 40 comic books, including the Incredible Hulk issue number 181.
That's right.
Which introduced Wolverine. And I looked these up. These go for a lot of money. So, Bill, now, those will be showing up at your place tomorrow, I think. Now, we put down November on the auction thinking it was maybe too late to get anything into August. But, I mean, if there's something you guys wanted to run in the August auction, could you still do it, or is it too late for anything there now?
Well, no, it's not too late to get it in the auction. The catalog is virtually done and printed. It's at the printer right now, but about a year ago we started doing this web gem things, which we can write literally lots until 3 or 4 days before the auction starts. All we need to do is get it edited.
Okay.
And it's in the same auction, that it's just not in the catalog, but I'll tell you what, Tom, you know, 70% of our bidders don't get the catalog anyway. They don't want it. They want to do it all online.
Yeah, it's really easy to follow along at HugginsandScott.com. I mean, and you can watch items that you want to watch. So, like for this collection, if that gets in there and you guys would say, okay, this would be good in our web gems, or maybe his whole thing would be good in the web gems, call him up, and I think he might be open to doing that. But if not, they can run in the November auction. That would be up to you and him.
Yeah, we usually call the consigners and give them, you know, an option like that. Some people are, you know, like are just weaned on the fact of it needs to be in the catalog, but I try to point out to them, like I just said, that 70% of our bidders, they're not going to see your item in the catalog because they don't get it, you know. And, you know, if you have a catalog and you don't have the Internet, you cannot bid in our auction. If you have the Internet and no catalog, you can still bid in our auction.
And speaking of comic books, actually, you guys have been really picking up with the amount of comic books that you've been getting in your auctions. You have this 1961-62 Fantastic Four, number 1-5, original first series, original first five issues. And they're all CGC graded. Now, is comic book grading similar to card grading where, you know, they look like corners, edges, the binding, things like that?
Well, you know, Tom, I'm not as much of an expert on that as Americana Steve would be. He kind of does all that for us in the comics and coin part of the auction, but he's pretty knowledgeable on grading comics and everything. And, you know, while it takes a lot longer to get comics graded than it does cards. I mean, a lot of times it's, a month and a half or so to get comics back from grading. So, and I don't know, a lot of people don't really like graded comics because now you can't read it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if you have a real high-grade valuable one, then at that point, yeah, you almost have to do it, because if you did start reading that, you could be 100,000 a page turn.
Right. So they encapsulate the comic books, right? When after they grade them, they encapsulate them.
Yeah,
so
kind of like a graded card.
I don't know if there was a way that they could ever encapsulate it so that you could still read it, but that I can't even come up with how they would do that.
Yeah, not at this point. Well, we're going to be mixing in throughout the show some of the items that are running in the do you call it an August Huggins and Scott auction, I guess, because it ends in August?
Yeah,
so for the August Huggins and Scott auction. And by the way, I've said in the past that if you wanted to hear rebroadcasts of the weekly show, I have them up on tcrowntom.com. And I didn't realize Josh sent me an email yesterday that you guys have a link not only to the last week's show, but to virtually almost all of the shows that we've done since we've been on Sundays at HugginsandScott.com. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of the older shows, you can. Like if somebody called in on a show and you want to try to find that show and go to HugginsandScott.com. It's in that section. What is it called? It's like a new ideas or section on your website or something. New features, I think it's called.
Yes, new features, right.
And in that section, there's actually...
Totally bored. You're totally bored one day and you have nothing to do. You just spend 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, right.
Well, oh, wow. I see the whole list of all the shows.
Yeah,
wow, that's amazing.
It's actually good background sound to have on if you're going through the Internet or, you know, even if you're going through the Huggins and Scott stuff, I guess you could probably listen to one and still go through some of the other stuff looking at some of the items. But let's get to some of the items. But first, before we get to it now, the number is 312-332-3776. Anybody who calls in, if you want, can get free tickets to the Under Armour All-American Game baseball game at Wrigley Field on Saturday, August 15th. You just tell me how many you want, and you have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick them up. Or if you tweet me an item that we use on the show, you can get tickets if you want them. Just let me know how many you want. Right now, I still have a lot. I've already given away probably close to 100, I think. A lot of people were snapping them up yesterday at Triple Crown. But then we're doing the regular drawing here for the Bowman baseball box and a Bowman football box, where those Bowman football boxes have 4 autographs per box, and the hobby box has for baseball has one. So a lot of free autographs. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, or you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. Now, in the Huggins and Scott auction, here's something neat. A Brett Favre 2001 signed game-worn Packer helmet with a Favre letter and a photo of Favre actually holding the helmet. That's pretty good provenance there, Bill.
Yeah, doesn't get much better than that.
No, that has a $1,500 minimum bid on the Favre helmet. So his stuff, I think, will be heating up, actually, as... Isn't it this year that they're actually retiring his uniform? Is that preseason they're doing that?
I'm not sure, but he came out recently saying he thinks he could still actually play effectively in the NFL. And so,
yeah, like one play till he gets hit.
Well, I don't know. After seeing Cutler's play last year,
I'd probably take him over Jay. Right. I think Jay's taken too many hits. I think he's they're going to have to protect him better, but I don't know. His decision-making seems to get worse every year. Yeah. It's just... He's not fun to watch, I'll tell you.
Nope.
We were talking, somebody was asking, actually, I think it was the founder of Action Packed who stopped in at T-Crown, and Kyle was there. He's like, well, what do you guys think of the Bears? And Kyle goes, not good. I think they're probably going to start poorly. Maybe with this new coaching and a lot of the new players, they'll start to get used to things and get better as the season goes along, but I don't see how they're going to start well at all.
I think their defense will be a little better with Fox at the
helm.
It
has to
be. He's more of a defensive coach, so hopefully they can stay in games, and you never know.
Yeah, but you would think it might take a while, too. I don't know. They were so bad defensively. That was like the worst I've ever seen.
It was hard to watch.
It really was. Yeah, it really was. So now also at HugginsandScott.com, here's an interesting for boxing fans. 1962 Floyd Patterson versus Sonny Liston heavyweight championship signed contract and related documents. $1,500 minimum bid on that one. A lot of original contracts, Bill, seem to go for a very good amount of money, don't they? Like more than some people might think.
Yeah, no, those are highly prized documents. I've seen some of the baseball contracts, early ones, go for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like the big name ones from early in the 20th century. It's big money for some of that stuff.
Yeah, some of the Ruth contracts and Mantle contracts that have surfaced over the years. And, you know, I mean, Floyd Patterson and Sonny Liston, that was a pretty big fight. I guess, you know, you're the only one bigger than that may be the Liston Ali fight. I don't know who's got that contract.
Yeah, that would be a biggie. Sonny Liston, I guess, was thought of as a real bad guy in boxing. You know, like, he was the tough guy until Ali beat him. But now here's something I wonder if you ever had. Adam from Twitter sent me a picture of I couldn't find any of these that had actually been sold in the marketplace. It's a Blues Brother original poster signed by both Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Wow.
I think that might be big money, because I actually couldn't find anything like that anywhere that had sold. Do you remember ever having a poster like that signed by, well, just Aykroyd by himself wouldn't be as good, but by Belushi himself or by the two of them is ideal. Have you ever had anything like that, Bill?
I don't think so. Is it a regular size 2-foot by 3-foot poster?
I believe it is. He sent me pictures of it. I think he has it hanging on his wall, but I think that is the size of it. Yes. I put the pictures on Twitter, and it looks oversized. And then we did a close up of the signature. It's hard to see. It's hard to make it out, but he had a certificate when he bought it. He said he bought it somewhere in Vegas. I don't know, maybe 20 years ago or something. And I don't know. Don't you think that has a chance to be big money, like well over 1,000?
Yes, easily, I would think. You know, provided it's
they're real.
You know, that it's legit and everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a neat poster, too, actually. I did one picture at T-Crown Tom on Twitter of the full-size poster and then a zero in on the signatures, which you know, they are tough, but it's still there. And then also on Twitter, let's see here. We had another item that, well, we'll get to that next. Actually, the next thing I want to talk about is this. We've got time to talk about this. The Billy Southworth St. Louis Cardinals cap from the 1943 World Series and worn by Billy Southworth Jr., I believe, for 25 World War II bombing missions. That's a $10,000 minimum bid. Do you have the story behind that one, Bill?
Yeah, that was, I mean, the write-up that that Mark did in our catalog is fabulous. I mean, telling the whole story about how the hat went on all these missions with him and everything, and then one mission or one thing he just didn't take it with him, and he didn't come back.
Wow, really?
That was his lucky hat, yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that. I didn't see that part of it. So who ended up with the hat then? Was it a family member that had it and consigned it to you, or did it come from somebody else?
It was consigned to us from a dealer in New Jersey who had, I believe, secured it from the family.
Okay. Wow, that's something.
And has had it for years, I believe.
Wow. It's a neat-looking hat. I mean, that's one of the neater items I think you guys have ever had, actually, where... Just when,
oh yeah, boy, that's a moment in time.
Oh, I thought he survived everything and wore it every time. I didn't realize that he didn't come back the one time he didn't wear it. Oh,
right,
man, that's something. So that's Billy Southworth. If you search that on, that's also on the preview page where they've got four things at a time that come up. So go to HugginsandScott.com and check that one out. That's really something. What a story. Now it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you have a question about the value of a collectible. We're giving away a 2015 Bowman Baseball Hobby Box and a 2015 Bowman Football Box. Plus, anybody who calls in, if you want them, you will be able to get, you don't even have to do a drawing for these. You can have, tell me how many tickets you want. You can have pretty much as many as you want to the Under Armour All-American Baseball game Saturday, August 15th at Wrigley Field at 3:05. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time talking about collectibles and taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us at 312-332-3776. We have a prize package to give away, Bowman Baseball Hobby Box and a Bowman Football Box to give away as a package to one caller. And then anybody who calls in, if you want to get free tickets to the Under Armour All-American Baseball game at Wrigley Field on 8/15, tell me how many you want, and you come into Triple Crown in Naperville, pick them up, I'll give them to you for free. Fun game, it sounds like. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Bill Huggins is going to be in town for the National the end of July at the National Sports Collectors Convention. Bill, I had two guys this week that came in that are listeners that sounded like they could have, like, portions of truckloads.
Wow.
I mean, like, big collections. One guy, Batman, has toys still in their boxes. He's got all kinds of comic books and Marvel-type stuff, like all kinds of stuff. And the other one, it's a lot of old mitts and bats and all kinds of memorabilia. Now, how much, when you're in town, can you guys work something out with somebody where they meet you and you can actually fill up a truck where you guys are going to drive a truckload back? Or how much can they give to you when you're in town the end of July?
Well, actually, we've already got several different appointments to see people. The guy, Tom Hussey, I think, who brought in those graded sets that you sent us had all those other nine cups.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to meet him. And Ricky and Josh have already got a plan. Where we're staying at the Hyatt has a FedEx facility right in the Hyatt. So we're going to be shipping a lot of stuff back.
Okay.
It would be great if we could find a delivery company that could help us out, you know, deliver.
Be happy to do it, Bill.
Vince, you know any delivery companies?
Yeah.
And what's the one
that's far away? I think it's called ERC Delivery Service.
Oh, and it there just happens to be owned by the Vince Room.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I know for a fact that Vince Clementi, this guy runs a business the right way, too. If a couple of customers from T-Crown use Vince for their businesses, and boy, I think if he gets everything done right and if there ever is some glitch, he's the best guy in the world to work it out with a great company. So check out, it's ercdelivery.com, right, Vince?
Sure, that's our website.
Yeah, very
Thanks
good.
Thanks for the compliment.
Well,
guys.
It's true. I mean, I've heard from them specifically. So, all right, let's get
to it. Are either of you guys going to make an appearance at the National?
I will absolutely be there.
I would have been, but actually that Sunday, there's a half marathon in Chicago, which I barely got to the station last week because of that. So my wife and I are staying in Chicago that Saturday night. So unless I got there, I don't even know if it opens. Wednesday night would be my only even possibility to be there. So
yeah, Wednesday night, it's open.
Okay, well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll try to make it on that Wednesday then, because I'd like to stop by and say hi to you. Maybe even, buy some food or something.
Yeah, you'll have dinner or something.
Yeah, so anyway.
What you could do is take some pictures of our booth and put them up on your Twitter thing.
All right, that's very good. That'll be my plan. Do you know what time it opens on Wednesday?
I can get you in any time after 8 a.m.
Oh, good. Okay. So that'll be, so that's Wednesday, July 30th, then, I think, is the day that'll be the first day of the National.
I think it's the 29th,
okay. Yeah, well, I'll try to make it then. I'll put that on my agenda. I think I can that day. Now, we got a lot of callers here lined up, so let's go to Bruce, who's on the Eisenhower. What do you have there, Bruce?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have two pin flags from the 2012 Ryder Cup. One of them is signed by the entire team from the U.S. as
Ooh.
Well as their captain.
Wow.
And the other is signed by the Great Britain Europe team.
Now, I heard it was it was more difficult to get the U.S. team to sign than the Europe team. Is that right?
In this particular case, no. But in general, during the event, the European team was far more fan-friendly.
That's what I heard.
The Americans were handing out mementos and stuff rather than signing autographs. And the Europeans were really bonding and getting their pictures taken with the people.
Maybe the Americans need to loosen up a bit.
A little uptight there.
Yeah, they lost. That's got to be good money. Have you run any of those, Bill, the whole team sign? Now, the European team has Rory on it, right?
Yeah.
And the U.S. team has Mickelson and Tiger?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they were both on that one, but
I'm
pretty sure. What do you think? Do those each have a chance to be over 1,000 or at least over 500 each, you think, Bill?
Oh, I would think easily. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the best of the best there on that. And,
very good. So,
gosh, I think there's 12 on each team.
Yeah. No,
I don't know if you have the captains. Do you have the captains as well?
Yeah, I think I'm missing one assistant captain from the U.S. European team is full.
Those are auction items for you if he wanted to auction them, right, Bill?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, those would be great items probably for our November auction, which is right around the time of the, I don't know, the President's Cup this year? I know they alternate each year.
Usually in October or end of September, I think. Well, Bruce, do you want tickets to the Under Armour game?
You know what? I'll take a pass on that. Thanks. I don't think I can go, but I would like to follow up offline from an auction standpoint.
With Bill Huggins?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you're interested, give me a call at the office. I will be in all this coming week.
The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 301-608-0355.
Can I find you online, Huggins and Scott?
Oh, you sure
HugginsandScott.com. Yeah, you'll have all my email address and phone number on there as well.
And you can check out the stuff there. There's previews for the August auction. The bidding starts July 27th. Some great stuff.
All right, I'll be in touch tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Next on the line, we have Albert from Cedar Lake. Oh, no, we don't. Albert bit the dust. He just hung up right as I'm getting to him. Okay, next we have Jeremy from Crown Point, Indiana. What do you have there, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Love the show.
All right. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I have a Mickey Mantle baseball autograph. I was curious how much it would cost. I got it off of, my father got it off like a shopping network years ago.
Okay, so those were good. Is it good, clean, white baseball with a solid sweet spot signature?
Oh, yeah, it's been in the case and everything, so it's never been out. But,
what do
yeah,
you think?
Beautiful autograph.
Still around $400 or $500, Bill, for those? And
Does it have any inscription, or is it just Mickey Mantle?
Just says Mickey Mantle on the sweet spot of the ball.
Very nice.
Yeah, those are $400 or $500 all day long.
Now, Jeremy, you're going to be in the drawing for the Bowman baseball box and the Bowman football box, but do you want any free Under Armour tickets?
No, thank you. I'll be out of town, but I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, next on the line we have Corey from Whiting, Indiana. How are things in Whiting today, Corey?
Oh, not so bad. How you guys doing?
Good. What's new? What do you have?
I actually won the drawing from you guys about a year ago, and it was for the Press Pass football.
Okay.
And the best autograph by far was Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, nice. Yeah, boy, did he turn out to be something, huh? That's been a discussion.
I wasn't thinking much about it.
We're part of we have some of the guys that come into T-Crown do a fantasy football, and already we've been talking about where does Odell Beckham, how early, it seems like he's going to be a first-rounder almost for sure. What did he play, like 10 games? His stats were incredible. And just the catches, you know, he was famous for that one catch, one-handed going back behind him, but he made a lot of great catches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then what that goes to is, will Eli be a better fantasy quarterback having him? And they've got that other good receiver, too. Who's the other guy?
Victor Cruz is coming off an injury.
But, yeah.
He might be back.
Yeah, so will Eli still throw a lot of picks and not be that good of a quarterback for fantasy, or is he going to put up big numbers? It'll be interesting. So, yeah, all of his stuff, it's down a little bit from where it was at the end of the season just because it's the off-season. But his autographs go, it seems like, a minimum of $50 and then on up, depending on what it is. So you're in the drawing. Do you want any tickets?
No, thank you. I wouldn't want to waste them. Thank you, guys, though.
All right, very good. Let's see now. Let's go to some more of the Huggins and Scott auction items. It's really a good group of items. Here's something. One of the customers that comes into T-Crown put together a low-grade set of this, and I think he needs one card. But here's a 1948 Leaf football complete set of 98 PSA graded cards, number 19 on the registry, average 5.3 grade. So that's like fives and sixes, most of them. Guys like Sid Luckman, Bulldog Turner, Bobby Lane, Doak Walker, Sammy Baugh, Charlie Connerly. It's a great football set. You know, all the big names from the era when football wasn't that big, really, at that time. Not anywhere near what it is now. And those guys didn't make much money, but a lot of good players. $900 minimum bid. Number 19 on the registry, Bill, you've got a lot of that Tom from Chicago had a lot of his registry stuff put in there, and you've been getting that regularly. That's a big thing now where you get everything or as many graded as you can in a full set, and then they rank your grades, and the higher you are up on the registry, the higher your set will go. And this one's number 19 on the registry. That's going to go for some good bucks, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thousands, for sure. I don't know how many, but... So that'll have quite a bit of action. All of his sets will. Any of those registry sets are highly sought after by collectors and even dealers, you know.
Yeah. And then he had that This is a big card all by itself, where the 1935 National Chickle number 34 Bronco Nagurski, graded PSA 5, $1,200 minimum bid. But I saw a one sell in a Huggins and Scott auction for $1,900, so this is a five. That's going to be fun to watch and see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a $5,000 to $10,000 card.
Yeah, I think closer to 10. I
like that 57 Topps baseball wax pack.
Yeah.
Unopened.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist opening it.
You'd have the cutter out there cutting into the plastic. Cut me, Mick. That would be a hard cut me, Mick.
Oh, man. I could not resist.
And that's actually from the Mantle series, the second series.
Yeah, yep. Mantle is possible there.
Cut me, Mick.
That's it.
There we go. Okay, now on the line we've got Mike from Antioch. What do you have there, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen. First time caller, a long time listener.
Well, great, thanks.
And bear with me, I'm on a speakerphone. I can't hear unless I'm on it. I have a 1984 poster of Walter Payton breaking the NFL rushing record against the New Orleans Saints. It's in a frame in plexiglass, and it has his original signature. It took me 2 years to get it.
Nice.
At our show 2 years later at McCormick Place.
Beautiful. I'd say, let's see, that poster with his signature, I'm thinking if I had that at T-Crown, I'd have to look it up, but I'm thinking probably $400 or $500 on that one.
Okay, and I have the Blues Brothers, Black and Blues Brothers, too, the offensive line poster.
Okay, are any of them signed?
No.
No, yeah, the poster by itself is really nothing, but if you could have all of them signed, it was good, but not unsigned. Now, you're in the drawing. Do you want Under Armour tickets? Are you able to make it to Wrigley?
What is the Under Armour game?
It's an All-American baseball game at Wrigley Field, August 15th, 3:05 p.m. You get free tickets if you want to come into Triple Crown in Naperville and pick them up. Just let me know how many you're going to want. You or if you have any relatives that might want to go or friends, you can go with them.
The Cubs play the Publicade White Sox at Publicade White Sox Park that day, so I don't think I would be interested.
Okay, sounds good.
Have a good day.
Thanks for
you
the
too.
Call. All right, it's time for a short break now. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We've got a lot of prizes to give away, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Bowman baseball hobby box and a Bowman football box. Plus, if you want Under Armour All-American game tickets to Wrigley Field, Saturday, August 15th, let me know how many you want. If you call in, there's a couple of things got tweeted to me here. One of them from Dan on Twitter. T-Crown Tom got a 42-ounce soda cup Abraham Lincoln drank sassafras tea from. What's it worth? And then he goes, just fooling, fan of show. Thanks, Dan. I like that. I don't, yeah.
Sassafras.
it's got a straw coming out of it. And then Brett sent a picture of this. This is pretty neat, Bill. Tom Brady signed not game-worn cleats, but they look like New England Patriot cleats with a TriStar hologram and marked one of one on each cleat. He put four-time Super Bowl champs on one of them. That's got to be some pretty good value, don't you think? Would that be an auction item for you if they wanted to put it in with you?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Tom Brady stuff is very – I don't know that he does any shows or anything, so his stuff is very very tough to get.
I can't imagine him doing a lot of shows either, to be honest with you. Does it ever seem like he'd do shows? I don't know.
He's doing some commercials for those air pumps to fill up footballs.
Do
you get the joke? Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I was thinking you were talking about shoes. I was like, Yeah. That's like the Lantern called in that one time. And he's, is there any value to a deflated Tom Brady Super Bowl? Okay.
Well, you know, speaking of the guy who called about the thing that Abe Lincoln drank, in the auction, we actually have a, I think it's from 1959, it's a Yoo-Hoo bottle that the Mickey Mantle is on the cap of the bottle, but the bottle is, it's not open. And I mean, if you pick this up and look at it, I mean, this is Yoo-Hoo from 1959. It's got all, I mean, just to look at the contents of it, it's yuck, you know, but.
Well, if Vince had that and his unopened pack, while he's opening the unopened pack, he'd be drinking the Yahoo.
Oh, man.
You know, you wouldn't be able to leave that close either,
well,
would you, Vince?
No, I think I'll leave that one.
Yeah, that one you could. Okay. Unless it was ice cold
That's
out of
right.
a cooler. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
Yahoo? I don't know. Randy from Wooddale's online. What do you have there, Randy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Great show. I listen to you guys every Sunday, and I
Thank
look forward
you.
To it. Here's a story I got for you. I was a painter for apartment complexes.
Okay.
And this old man was a sports collectible guy. I mean, he had tons of sports stuff. Well, make a long story short, he passed away. And the owner of the building was going to throw all this stuff out.
Oh.
I said, hold on. You know, I'll come and pick it up. I got my little pickup truck.
That away, Randy. You're on top of it.
Grabbed a bunch of big Tupperware tubs, and I ended up coming home with like four or five tubs of these sports wow. collectibles. To tell you the truth, guys, I really don't even know what I've got in there. But just for the heck of it, I went in there this morning and grabbed a couple things off the top. One of them is a full set of Major League Baseball collector's set, 792 premium quality cards from Donruss. I know it's 1992.
Yeah, that's not going to be worth a whole lot. I'm not going to say the garbage man could have taken those, but they're not worth a lot right now. The good part, if it's still sealed, they're going to be in good shape, and you never know down the road, but that's going to take a lot of time to have value.
Yeah.
Now, what you're going to need to look in there, see if he has any autograph stuff or any graded cards, maybe, if he had any of that stuff, or any old stuff like vintage cards from the 60s or older. You know,
well,
check.
I know I got a lot of collectible figurines of Michael Jordan from Space Jam.
Oh, that might be some
like
good
that.
Stuff. Yeah, if you see anything that when you go through them and it takes some pictures and stuff, you can tweet them to me or at T Crown Tom or email me a picture or two if you think you have something that's valuable, and I'll let you know how it looks.
What's your email address?
I mean, when are the cards mostly valuable? Back in the 70s or 80s or anything?
Well, you can have stuff from the 90s that's valuable if you have like a 93 SP Derek Jeter rookie in a high grade or a serial numbered Michael Jordan card or, you know, it's just there's certain things that are. They have to be in really high grade for the most part to be valuable.
Right,
those 1997 Legends football autograph cards are huge. So yeah, you know, look through and see if you think you have anything. Now, you want any free tickets? You're in the other drawing.
You know what, Tom? I wouldn't be able to make it. I take care of my mom. She's 87 years old.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I would love to go. Don't get me wrong. I just wouldn't probably be able to do it. But I appreciate.
All right.
The offer.
Thanks for the call.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all of this stuff and write it down and get a. You know, a ledger of what I have, and then maybe I can contact you guys again next Sunday.
All right, or if you email me the list to tom@tcrowntom.com, you know, I'll take a look at it and see if there's anything that has any value to it. Next on the line, we have Albert from Cedar Lake. What's new, Albert? What do you have?
Hey, what do you say? I got a few items, and I'd like to put them together and see if I got something here. I had the 1964 or 1965 Chicago Sun-Times paper with Ali beating Liston. I think it was Clay at that time. I have an oversized book of Muhammad Ali with mint condition, countless pictures when he was younger and all through his career.
Any of these signed by Ali?
No, and that was the second question. The third item is a Wheaties box, which I know is not that much, and then a figurine of Muhammad Ali still in the package, excellent condition.
Which figurine? Who was the manufacturer of the figurine?
Darn it, I'm not at home.
Is Salvino, maybe? Actually, I think Salvino might have even had. Was it Salvino, Bill, that had some signed Ali figurines?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, those are kind of neat. But some of the Ali figurines are good. The other stuff, you know, wouldn't be that much unless it was signed. But I really think that newspaper in a frame on the wall is a great decoration, I don't know that you get much value for it, but just for a conversation piece and a decoration, I think that'd be great if you had a bar room or a den or something. It would be good on that.
Definitely.
All right, very good.
Oh, okay, thank you. I am interested in some tickets, though, if you have any available.
Yeah, how many do you want? And you have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick them up.
Not a problem. I work in Chicago, so I can do that. You tell me if this is too many, but I got some friends and family getting together that week, and 18.
18 will be fine. They're yours. Excellent. I'll hold 18 for you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, you say Triple Crown in Naperville?
Triple Crown in Naperville. That. Yeah, if you Google it, the number is 630-357-7707. But if you go to tcrowntom.com on the About T-Crown page, there's a MapQuest thing that gives you directions, and my hours are on the website and everything. All right, thanks for the call. Very good. And now don't forget the Huggins and Scott August auction. Bidding begins July 27th. Bill will be at the National Sport Collectors Convention the end of July with lots of items on display from this auction. A lot of neat stuff. Go to HugginsandScott.com to check it out. There's a Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner dual signed baseball. What a combo that is.
Yep.
$5,000 minimum bid. Any story behind that one? Who brought that baby in, Bill?
Well, actually, there is a real story behind that, and it's also spelled out. It comes with a, I guess, Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner were coaches of this team, of Little League team in, I forgot what year it was, and one of the kids on the team won the prize, and the prize was a ball signed by the two of them.
Wow.
And there's actually a newspaper photo of, I think it's Cobb presenting the ball to the kid, and you know, it came from the family.
Wow,
so this
that's
is
cool.
One-time item from an event, and there's also several different other documents that come with this ball.
Now, can you imagine
the team after they retired, Bill? Was it after
this
retired?
Definitely after they retired.
Gotcha.
I think in the 40s or something.
Can you imagine a Little League team or whatever, and you've got those two guys, and you know there would still be one guy who's not starting. He'd go home, we got these two old guys, because they don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
These coaches don't know talent. Yep. It's Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner.
Amazing.
Okay, Alex from Northbrook's online. What do you have there, Alex?
Yeah, I got a, it's not game used, but it's a game issued bat from the 2011 season by Derek Jeter. That bat then was also signed by Jeter, and he added his 3,000th hit with the 7-9-11 inscription.
Ooh, wow, that's nice. Is that a
somebody?
Did you get it from Steiner?
No, I did not. So it does not. It came from somebody who works for the Yankees down in the Tampa area there during their spring training thing. So,
okay, so Bill, if you were going to auction that,
people, they were authenticated. They worked.
I'm sorry. What was your authentication on that?
They have, and I said I've had some other. I've got a few other Jeter baseballs from this person in the past.
Okay.
So everything I've ever got from him has been good.
Okay, well, Bill, let's say you were going to auction the Jeter bat for him. You'd still get that authenticated for him, and it would be a discounted price because of the volume you get from the authenticators. But do you want to?
Yeah, depending on what type of authentication he has, we may need to get it re-authenticated. But if it comes from the Jeter Foundation or something like that, it may be good to go as is. But yeah, no, that's okay. That could be a $800-1200 item, somewhere in that range.
Very nice. And you have other baseballs, Yankee signed baseballs that you got from the same guy, huh?
Yeah, they actually have got a dual because I didn't expect A-Rod to hit 3,000 hit. You know, I didn't think he'd play again. Realistically, I had a baseball. They had Ichiro and Jeter on it. Jeter's on the sweet spot, and Ichiro's above it.
Ooh.
And I figured they were going to both be the only Yankees to get the 3,000 hits together, but I thought that would be kind of a cool piece.
I wonder if Ichiro's going to be able to hang around long enough to get 3,000. He seems to be kind of falling off this year. He's close. And obviously,
he's a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because you put his Japanese career with the U.S. career, he's over 4,000 hits. But it'd be neat if he could get 3,000 in the U.S. too. But yeah, that's a great baseball just in itself. Are you thinking of auctioning these with Bill? Or?
The bat is something I've been thinking about moving, just in the sense of I know that it's got some value, and rather than get rid of, I've got a pretty big collection in the first place, so I don't want to get rid of everything, but I'm looking for some money there for sure. So that's something I'm looking at. And I have one other thing, too. It just popped to my mind. The Bowman rookie card for Brady, just the base one there. I had sent that out to him through the mail back his rookie year, and he did sign some of his mail back then.
Oh.
I have that card signed. I'm curious as to an ungraded value. I'm thinking about taking that to the National this weekend, or not this weekend, into this month here, to get that one PSA.
Yeah, get it graded and authenticated depending on the grade. That could be big money. I haven't seen, you know, he's got his Contenders rookie autograph sells for, depending on condition, $1,000 to $2,000 roughly. But that card there, if you got a high grade on it, that's kind of a different thing, Bill. That would have a lot of potential, don't you think?
Oh, sure. I mean, any of these hand signed cards that were not part of the, where they signed 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 of them, those are much more highly sought after. You do have to get them authenticated,
yeah,
though, because a lot of those cards that don't come already authenticated, sometimes they're hard to get authenticated because they were done what's called chase style, where they're walking and signing, and sometimes their signature is not really consistent with the ones where they're sitting down at a table signing.
Yeah, but that's if you get a high grade on that, that's going to be really good. Let's see, Justin's on I-294. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on? I listen to you guys every day, or every Sunday coming home from work.
Since excellent.
You guys first started out.
Great.
I was listening to that guy, and I know that the early 90s baseball cards aren't worth that much unless you got something special, but my cousin used to collect them, and he's got like 10 full sets, just like where they used to sell them in the old cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And I wonder, if I held on to them, my kids are like four, if I held on to those for like four decades and gave them to them, would those be worth anything, or is that even worth holding on to?
Yeah, I for sure hold on to them, and especially Topps cards, one of the things now with this registry, there's guys doing, you know, trying to get like PSA 10s of every Frank Thomas card or whatever. I think that adds more potential to it than it would have if that registry had never happened. Where I'm noticing some of the cards from the 70s and 80s even that are high grade of guys that are, if they're hard to get a high grade, are starting to bring some pretty good dollars. So sure, hang on to them. And
yeah, you never know, but they were so overproduced in the
early
90s.
They made a ton.
Yeah.
Thousands of other people doing the same thing you're doing. So,
but you know what happens?
You never know.
You know what happens? A lot of people get frustrated and dump them. You know, they're moving or whatever. It's like,
right,
these things are never going to be worth anything. And then they kind of start whittling down. Yep. But there were so many. Yep. That's true. I think when the baseball strike hit in 94, they cut down the production some. Well, let's try to get to, we got some more waiting here quickly. Matt from West Chicago. What do you have, Matt?
I have a 8x10 autograph. A picture of Michael Jordan, like of him doing a dunk in a game.
Okay, so it's in a Bulls uniform.
Correct.
8x10. It's better when it's in a Bulls uniform. Is it Upper Deck authenticated?
I believe it was TSA.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Upper Deck authenticated is the best. I think in a Bulls uniform, I think an 8x10 is maybe in the $400 range, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it might not be as much with, I don't know about that authentication. We've got Eli from Orlando, Florida. What's going on in Orlando?
Well, just enjoying the weather, cleaning my pool, and listening to you guys.
All right.
Now, nice combination.
How do you listen to us down in Orlando?
ESPN app.
All right, very good. So what's up? What do you have?
Well, I have a couple items, and I actually have one of my items that
we're at the end here. You're going to have to be real quick with one item because we're at the end.
Okay, well, it's a canvas-painted Michael Jordan a picture in a frame, and I also have his autograph with the authenticity
letter.
Boy,
I'll tell you what, we're running out of time. If you can send me a picture of that, we'll try to get you a price for you next week because it's time to do the drawing. But that's a great item. Yeah.
This week's winner is going to be Perry from Orland Park. So, Perry, if you're listening, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, deliver free of charge, right to your door.
Very good. And if you're listening and you want any of those Under Armour tickets to the game August 15th, Just give me a call at Triple Crown, 630-357-7707. Go to HugginsandScott.com for the auction previews. And don't forget, you can hear rebroadcasts of all our shows at the new features page on HugginsandScott.com and last week's show at TCrownTom.com. Huggins and Scott, 301-608-0355. Have a great week.